Guys, welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, where we talk about all things Broadway, like our adventures, lotteries, tips, tricks, advice, and especially today, dun dun dun, we're talking about the stage door issues that have been going on and how you need to behave. My name
Y'all
is
need to
Skylar.
come. I'm Michelle, and y'all need to calm your boobies.
Literally, that should be the title of the podcast. Calm your boobies. That's great.
I usually say calm your titties, but I don't know if we can say titties on here, although I just said titties, so now I'm gonna say
Whatever.
calm your titties.
Honestly, there's some issues that have been going on that we're going to get into and kind of give our two cents and tips on how everyone should be behaving.
Stage door's scary right now. Don't do
Honestly.
it. At the end of the day, don't do it right now. Unless you want to get beaten up in the head.
Which has happened to us,
Multiple times.
getting pushed and shoved. But there's actually more scary issues that I don't understand what would possess people, but we will discuss it, right?
Yes,
Scary.
we must discuss it. We did an episode on stage door etiquette. A long time ago, we did one back. I think it was like our second episode that came out. We did it in August. So it's definitely time to revisit this topic again. I hope you all learn a lot again from this one. But also, if you want to hear even more crazy stories and stuff, definitely go listen to that one because we talk about some insane things on that episode.
But Michelle, I think it's gotten worse.
Oh, I think it's gotten worse too. I don't think people listen to us, unfortunately.
I think it's gotten worse, which is scary.
But we're gonna get into that. Of course, we gotta first start with our usual hyperfixation songs.
Yes, which has been a
You,
week.
it's been a week. You go first this week.
Okay. All right. Well, unpredictable because I've been listening to the same things as last week.
Irishman?
Obsessed.
I still haven't even listened to it.
Was just about to say, obsessed. But you know what one song I couldn't listen to because I get so sad, but now I've been listening to it a lot, and it's at number three. It's the Road to Hell reprise. Like the ending of Hadestown, like where we're sobbing. But I don't know, there's something so beautiful about that song where it's like, yeah, it's a tragedy, but we're gonna still talk about it because it's an extreme lesson that everybody should learn from Orpheus and Eurydice. And that's why Greek mythology is so important to now in 2025.
I love how, like, months after we saw Hadestown, you're still evaluating it like this.
I can't stop. I also just realized at number two, okay, is because this is what it's all gonna be Hadestown. At number two is Wedding Song. And you know what I just realized? They say like the tree is gonna make their wedding table and the something like all these like environmental aspects are gonna make their wedding band, their table, and like just realized that. Which is interesting for Greek
Interesting.
mythology again, because they're all about like the seasons and like the trees, the sun, the moon. So I thought that was a cool little like thing that they put in there that I didn't realize until now. And I just love that song.
Interesting.
And then at number one is If It's True. Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Irishman version.
Yeah, all West End. That's all I've been listening to. The way that he goes into it is like, I just feel the pain through it. And that's what I want in every cast recording. So,
I gotta listen to it.
you really do.
I don't know. Hadestown, like even the regular version, is just never my go-to listen. I mean, I like the
Love it.
show, don't get me wrong. I really like the show. It's just, I like the big musical numbers, the ones you dance to. And Hadestown doesn't really have those as
Well,
like
Living It Up on
much.
the Top.
But that's like the only one, and I don't like that song.
Oh, really? I just got back
Yeah.
into it.
And that one kind of irks me. I'll try it again though.
I kind of love Persephone's voice. Like, especially this version, it's like raspy, if that's one way to describe it. Probably not the best way, but it's really cool. I don't know. I've been listening to it start from finish, which don't cancel me. I've never done that with the original cast album.
Really?
Yeah, I would pick certain ones, and even then, I would go to YouTube to listen to Jordan Fisher. But now the West End cast got me. I'm listening from start to finish.
I gotta look at it. I gotta look it up. I think
That's
it's
good.
time. It
It
is
is
time.
time.
It is time. And that's a perfect transition into my song number three for the week.
Oh.
Because "It is time" is a quote from The Lion King. And my song number three for this week is "I Always Wanted a Brother" from Mufasa.
It's all over TikTok. I haven't listened to the full thing.
It's so good. I saw the Mufasa movie the day it came out. I went to like an
Yeah, I
early
gotta see
screening.
it.
It was so good. I really went in with a lot of hesitation because
Yeah.
I thought like, oh, they're gonna try to like ruin Lion King for me and like this and that. Like, but no, they did the story. Like, it was very interesting. It was intriguing. Man, of course there were some slow moments, but as like a Disney nerd, which as you know, I'm a huge Disney adult, I felt very satisfied. I learned a lot. It made a lot of things make sense. It made some other things in the Disney Lion King universe canon, which I was stunned about. And I won't spoil that on here. And I was very happy. But I will say, it is very entertaining the way they say, brother. And
Yeah.
yes, I keep looking at my brother and yelling it in his face whenever I see him this past week. So.
And didn't Lynn write the music? So that's kind of
Yes, he wrote all
nice.
the music. There's one song you have to listen to. It's like the villain song in the movie. It's so funny. He goes, like, here you have this dark villain. He kills off like all these lions to try to take over their prides and be the only pride in like the movie, right?
Okay.
And every time like they go to attack people, they go, "I make you go bye-bye. I make you go bye-bye."
Stop
And it's
it.
like so evil, but yet so
So
funny.
funny.
And
Oh my God.
it's just like, yeah, you make them go bye-bye. Like,
Literally,
okay.
bye bye. Go off, King.
Literally. So you have to listen to it. That
Bye
song's so catchy too. "I make you go
bye.
bye-bye. I
That's
make you
funny.
go bye-bye." And then he does like this weird growl at the end, like the raff, raff. It's so funny. But
I
it's
gotta
supposed to
listen.
actually like impersonate like an actual like call that male lions do in the jungle. Like, it's interesting.
Okay.
You
Is
gotta
it gonna
listen
come
to
out
it.
on like Disney Plus soon, you think?
I'm sure, but I don't know how soon because it's doing really well at box
Okay.
offices, so I don't know.
So I might just
But
wait.
yeah, I don't think you have to run. If you're not a huge like
Yeah.
Disney person, like, you don't gotta run.
Yeah.
But I had to go opening night. So that's one. And my number two spot this week is a song that was in my list last week as well, which is Pink Venom by Blackpink. I'm still on the K-pop trend, but it's just
Okay.
so good. And my number one spot, I've mixed it up a little bit. I've been revisiting the albums from the Pitch Perfect movies.
So good.
So good. Some of the best music,
Oh, come
honestly.
on. Shinji Mikuta.
Right? Literally some of the best music. So I had trouble figuring out my number one because I've been just like going through them, like all the Troublemaker songs, all the Bella songs. But I actually think my number one for the week is going to be the Bella's finale, which
Yeah,
is
so
like,
good.
the price tag, "Don't You Forget About Me." They get into Party in the USA, turn the beat around, and that's my
10 out of 10.
number one. Thank you. I've been on a
So
Pitch Perfect
good.
roll.
I do love those movies.
Thank you.
Horizontal Running. When Fat Amy is like, I'm doing horizontal running.
Oh yeah, I'm like me. Me.
Literally.
That movie's so funny. And then like the part when like all of them just start projectile vomiting at the same
It's
time.
so crazy.
Like, who thinks of this stuff? Like, literally.
Those movies were so good. Although I didn't watch the last one.
Number three was okay. It wasn't as good as number one and two, in my opinion,
Yeah.
But it does have some good music. You should listen.
And Haley Steinfeld, she just got engaged to Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Bills.
Really? I didn't know that.
They're
Fun
very low
fact.
key. They don't show her at all, which is messed up during
No.
NFL games.
But see, I actually think that's good that they don't show her. It's not like with
No,
the
it's
whole
good.
Taylor Swift thing. The Taylor Swift thing, when they show her, is obnoxious. I'm sorry.
It is so
The game's
obnoxious.
not about her.
No, it's so annoying, and that's my major strife with it. I don't, never mind, but don't get me canceled. But that's how I feel. Not a
Well,
fan.
I don't think it'll get you canceled. I think it's fair to feel this way. I
Yeah.
think a lot of people feel like it, they just don't say it.
So, those are hyperfixation songs. Those are good ones.
I think it's a good week.
It's a good week. I thought it'd be fun to just like fire off our top shows that we want to see. Just one. What's the first show of the new ones?
I want to see Betty Boop.
Good one. I want to see Gypsy.
You want to see Gypsy that like more than Betty Boop?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to see Gypsy. It's just like I know the story of Gypsy. I have no idea what Betty Boop could be. So
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
curious about that. And I have heard some of like the music, like in like the trailers and stuff online, and it sounds really catchy.
I gotta listen to it. I haven't.
You gotta look up like some of like go on their like
Yeah.
Instagram page. You can hear some of the music during the bows and everything. There's a lot of like bright colors, very detailed, like extravagant costumes. Like I think it'll be a show, honestly, that you and me are gonna really like.
I could see that too.
It's just
I
Gypsy, I
agree.
kinda know what to expect, but I do wanna see it. I'm surprised you didn't say last 5 years, only because of Nick Jonas.
Oh, shoot. Can I change my answer?
You can change your answer.
Last 5 years. But also, I loved the story before I heard Nick Jonas was going to be in it, so I'm excited to see it live. Like, I've been a huge fan.
I know zero about last 5 years. I'm trying to hold off till we go.
No, you should. And I hope they do it justice. Because it's really like the rise of fall of a relationship, and it's like real. Like very real. I like it a lot. Like it a lot. But I'm curious to see how they do certain things, because do they have an ensemble? I don't know, maybe. Because he does do something not nice. So I wonder how they're gonna stage it. I'm curious.
Well, like, does he cheat on her or something? Is that what leads them breaking up? All I know is about it's about a breakup.
I know I'm not gonna
Like,
tell you. He's not nice. But, so yeah.
okay,
We'll
we'll
see.
see.
I'm
We will
curious.
see.
We're gonna hope for a lottery or cheap tickets.
I hope we can find something. I'm a little nervous because you got Joe Jonas, Nick Jonas.
I wish it was Joe Jonas. Oh my God.
I'm not gonna
But,
lie to you, I do too. We're both Joe girls. We're Joe girls.
so hot. So
Although
hot.
I will say I would like him to shave off the mustache, but that's just
I like
my.
it.
Oh no,
I
Skylar.
like it a lot, actually.
You know me in general, I don't like facial hair on a man.
See, and I do.
We're a little
That's where we
opposite like that.
differ.
I like a clean,
Yeah, I don't. I
clean.
like a little bit of something.
Yeah, we're a little opposite in that sense. I
Yeah.
will say taste-wise, we're usually a bit opposite.
Yeah. Just, which is good.
Yes, because you don't want to be competing.
No, never. Never.
So, I guess it's time to move on to the big Broadway news of the week, which finally, as y'all know, last week there was hardly any news. This week we do have some news, thank God.
Yeah, right? Last week was a struggle. It was all Wicked.
All Wicked. The first thing of this week is Greg Hildreth, who's from Frozen. I believe he played Olaf on the in the Broadway version, if I'm remembering correctly. But he is going to be joining the cast of Chicago. He's going to be playing Amos, who sings Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane. I'm excited about that casting, but I feel bad only because I really like the guy who's playing Amos right now. Like, I think when you and me saw the show, he was my favorite character.
Honestly, same. We really liked him. He was like the best part of that show,
By
honestly.
far. By far. I'm curious to see what Greg does in the role. I hope we can find something online. So I'm personally not rushing to go back to see Chicago again.
Neither am I. Yeah, I definitely like, especially because the Real Housewife Erica Jane is gonna be in it as Rose, not Rose.
Oh, as
Roxy?
a
Why did I say
Roxy.
Rose?
Because we're thinking Gypsy.
So I'm definitely not running because I feel like it's like stunt casting and I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't like the
Like,
stunt
he's a great
casting.
pick. He's great. But like a Real Housewife, I don't know.
Yeah, but usually the stunt casting doesn't last too long. It should probably be only been in it for like a month or so. We had to look up how long.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Part of me is still shocked that Chicago's doing so well because when you and me went, the theater was almost empty. Like we literally chose our seats
Literally, and
because
it
it was
was
so
a,
empty.
and what shocks me the most, it was the day of Broadway Flea Market. So a lot of people were at that and seeing shows, and so I was confused by that. I feel like that would be a big day.
I think the only reason it's lasting is I think even though it's not selling out, the show is so minimalistic and so cheap. I mean, literally, the
Yeah.
whole set is just the orchestra on stage and then a couple
Yeah.
chairs. So I think it's very cheap to produce. So I feel like even if they don't sell out the house, they're still making enough where it's like, okay, let's keep the show going.
Yeah, I definitely like, I didn't like love it when we saw it. I was kind of like, oh, okay, like check. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't like, oh my God, Chicago, like this is a cr incredible.
Yeah,
But I don't know.
like I saw it a while ago and I was like, okay, like I felt the same way. Like, okay, good, check. And then I went the second time because you hadn't seen it, so I was like, okay, I'll go with Skylar, I'll see it again and give it another try. But it still is just like check. But my whole family keeps telling me that you and me really need to watch the movie. They said the movie version is like significantly better, like it won
Yeah,
awards and stuff.
that makes sense.
So I think, you know, it that does happen sometimes where movies are better than the show. So I think we gotta watch it at some point.
Who do you think could be the next Roxy?
On
Who would you like?
Broadway?
Yeah.
See, you know what I think? You know, we spoke about last week about how Sarah Hyland is gonna be playing Daisy in Great Gatsby, but I'm nervous that her belt is not enough for Daisy. I think Sarah Hyland would have
Yes.
made a better stunt casting for Roxy because you don't really need as big of a belt. I
Yes.
think she has the right body shape. She could do the right kind of movements. She's the right age. I think she would have been a better fit for Roxy than Daisy, but I'm still very curious to see her as Daisy.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna try to get tickets. But I agree. When you think of Roxy, because Erica Jane is, she has to be in her 40s or 50s. When I think of Roxy, I thought of like younger, but I don't know if it's just
Yeah.
me.
Well, it's Roxy's
She's
supposed to
53,
be.
Erica
Wow.
Jane.
See, Roxy's supposed to be a little bit younger because it's supposed to be that Velma is the little bit like the older one, the wiser one, you know, who's like kind of had like a history, and then Roxy's like new on the scene. So I always pictured them like Velma's a little older, Roxy's a little younger. I think
Yeah.
Erica would have been a better fit for Velma.
Yeah. So I don't understand that casting.
Oh,
So,
we'll
I don't
have to
know.
see. Let's see if we find some videos or something.
I
I'm
think she was in
curious.
it before. I think she was.
Oh, so maybe there are some stuff. If they're bringing her back, she must have been good.
Yeah, maybe. Or are they're struggling.
That
They
too.
need a big name, which could be. But all right. Moving on to our favorite Christmas musical of all time, and this makes so much sense. But this version of Elf, the revival, was the highest grossing one ever.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
I think it's incredible and I think it's very well deserved. It was so good. By the time this podcast comes out, it will
Yeah.
be closed. It closes January 4th. Very upsetting that it's closing, but I mean, of course, it's like a holiday musical. It doesn't really make sense to keep it running throughout the
Yeah.
rest of the year, but It was so well done.
We loved it. We tried to get win lottery, but we didn't. But I'm so glad that we at least got to see it once because that was just so funny, so nostalgic. I remember leaving that theater just so happy.
Yeah, I was thrilled. And I think we needed a night like that. And it made me fall in love with the new Cast album. Like, I never heard the Elf
Yeah.
music before, and now I can't stop listening. So I'm very satisfied with it. I'm happy we got to go at least once. I wish we got to go again, but
Yeah. It was
it
really
is what it
cool.
is.
What do you want to see, like a holiday musical next on Broadway? If they were to do another one next year, I would hope.
I feel like they could do Grinch. We all know Grinch is a musical. They have a musical version of it. I think it would need to be very revamped in order
Yeah.
to save the catastrophe that was the live version of
They did
Grinch that was
at
on
MSG
TV.
a couple of
Yes.
years ago at MSG, I saw it.
Yeah, but I'm saying they need to really redo the show
Oh,
from
yeah.
the Matthew Morrison version because people ripped that one apart.
Yeah.
Maybe Grinch, but I also would like to see something like new. Like, I'm surprised they never turned Home Alone into a musical.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Home Alone.
I'm not either, but I feel like Home Alone would be a good musical premise.
Or like Nightmare Before Christmas, maybe.
Yeah,
We could do
that
that.
too. I don't know if Disney would, because that would have to be under Disney. But I feel like it
Yeah.
would make a good one. What are other
White
Christmas
Christmas.
movies? I think White Christmas has been on Broadway already.
Yeah.
Holiday Inn's been on Broadway.
Elf was such a good idea.
It
It
was
was
so
such a
good.
good, and they did such a great job.
You know what
Gray
I really want
Mouse.
to see? The Santa Claus.
Yes, I love those
It's this the first one as a Broadway show? Because obviously they're not going to start with the sequels. I think it would
movies.
be incredible. I'm
Yeah.
surprised they haven't done it yet.
They really should. I would love that. That's a good idea. So if you're doing that, copyright. But let us know. But yeah,
Copyright.
I would love to see those. I hope they do another one next year of some sorts.
I think they will. They usually do something.
Yeah, and now
Well,
Stranger
we'll
Things
see.
is going into the marquee, which I don't want to see.
Okay, good. I don't want to see it either. I never watched the show. I
I
don't do well with
tried.
horror.
I tried to watch it and I couldn't. Honestly, sorry to all the Stranger Things fans, but like I got really bored and confused.
I feel really bad, but I just don't see how Stranger Things could be a Broadway show.
Is it a musical or a play?
I don't know, but the thing is, it doesn't have the characters from the show. It's like a prequel.
Oh, that's weird.
It's a prequel story. I mean, I guess it's some, well, Harry Potter, The Cursed Child is a sequel story. But yeah, this one's a prequel. And I think it's about, what's the evil thing in Stranger Things?
11.
No, she's not a lot. No, she's not evil. That's what's her name. What's
Oh,
like
my
the
bad.
eve what's the actual evil being? Like that weird,
Evil being, Stranger Things.
what's that thing?
The Mind Flayer?
No. The creepy
Vecna?
monster. Yes, that. And the Demogorgon. I think it's about how they were created.
Oh, that thing is yucky looking, though. Yucky.
It's very yucky. So, yeah, I don't think I could sit and watch that in
No.
person.
I think I had a hard time with the Dementors in Harry Potter. I don't know if I'm
Oh
evil.
God, those dimensions aren't even
They're
bad.
not even that scary, but like the thought of seeing that thing, I think I'd cry. Like, there's
Same.
no way. There's no way
Same.
we could survive. We'd start running. We'd be like, help.
Yeah.
Where's the
Honestly,
exit?
I know this sounds horrible, but I think the only reason I would go is to like use the glorious marquee bathroom.
Oh, I love that bathroom.
Favorite
So
bathroom.
good. 10 out of
Favorite.
10.
So what else? What other Broadway news? What's next?
What's next? I read this really cool article, and I think everybody should kind of read it. It's about Mandy Gonzalez. And she tells a story how she was told that she'd never lead a show, but now she's Norma Desmond in Sunset. So I think it's really inspiring to see somebody who went through like a lot of struggles in the showbiz, but never gave up, and now look at her now. Like, she's killing the game.
She's killing it. To be honest, I think whenever Nicole decides to leave, I think Mandy will end up taking over the role full time.
I honestly hope so. She deserves it.
She's
She is
so good.
incredible. We've been trying so hard. We tried last week. We failed miserably. That's okay. Just let all the tourists go see it. We'll try mid-January, but we tried to rush Sunset like a bunch of times and we couldn't get it. But we really want to see her again. We saw her once and it was like life-changing.
I think we're also just due to see the show again.
Well,
Every time we go, I just feel like my whole perspective on the show changes. I feel like we notice new things, we learn more, we understand
yeah,
more. It's just
definitely.
such a good show. It's so good.
It's so good. And we've seen it 3 times.
Three.
It doesn't even feel like that.
No, not at all.
It's so good.
And in all honesty, I think I'm a little overdue to see Tom again. So I have to go.
Literally, I mean, we're overdue to begin with, but
Yeah.
it's been a little tricky winning. We haven't won, and it's a little too cold to just go in on a whim like we used to. But we're
Wow.
hoping.
I
Well,
know
once.
it's been a little slow right now. We have not seen a lot in a while.
Yeah.
February, we're gonna be doing a decent
We have a
chunk.
lot in February, so it's okay. Sometimes you have to. Life happens. We have a lot of
Yeah.
life things, and it's okay because we're still in the Broadway realm. But yeah, I
Yeah.
read this article about her and I thought it was really inspiring, especially for people who might want to venture out into showbiz and musical theater, or you're young, like a teenager. I would definitely recommend reading it. It was on
You
Playbill.
should post a link to the article on our Instagram for people.
Yeah, it was really cool. She's very inspiring, and she had a spout with breast cancer too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So, and I think it was when she was in Hamilton, if
Oh
I'm
my
remembering
God.
correctly. Yeah, so she was in Hamilton in 2019, and she got the breast cancer diagnosis. So she's been through a lot, and she's still killing the game. Like, she is so inspiring.
Very much. She's one of my favorite actresses, I would say, on
Oh,
Broadway right
yeah.
now.
Like, not old school, but like, what's the word I'm looking for? When you think of Broadway, you think of like Audra, you think of Patti LuPone. I put her up there.
I do too. I do too. I think she's a huge name. Some other really cool news, the Hollywood Bowl announced that they're going to be doing Jesus Christ Superstar this summer. They usually do at least one musical, like a big one a year. It was always one of my life goals to go to the Hollywood Bowl, and I'm so happy that now last May, because we're in a whole new year, so May
That's crazy.
2024, I finally went to the Hollywood Bowl when I was visiting Cali. It is so spectacular. It is one of probably the most unique and stunning venues I've ever been in. I
What did
went
they
and
do?
I saw the it was a special celebration for the anniversary of the Lion King movie. I think it was 30 years.
You
And it
saw
was
North. Did you
okay.
see Northwest?
I did see Northwest. I was at that performance. I was at the Northwest show.
Iconic.
I thought I sent you a video of North
I think you did,
before it even
yes.
happened, like before it was
Yes.
even released online. I literally was in like tears the whole time, only because of
That's
how
so
beautiful the
cool.
Hollywood Bowl was. But also, again, I'm a big Disney nerd. This is the second time we're talking about Lion King on this thing. But I was just like in tears the whole time. It was so cool. They brought out like all the old voice actors from the movie, But they also brought out like the Broadway cast. They came out and did Circle of Life immersive around the
Oh
Hollywood
my
Bowl.
God,
They
that's cool.
Jennifer Hudson came out and was like belting a few different songs. They had the original Broadway cast sing Shadowlands, and they did the original Endless
Love
Night,
that
which
song.
I never ever thought I would hear those live by the original cast members. Like, literally, it was Heather Headley. Like, I never thought I would hear her in person singing Shadowlands.
That's insane.
I just was sobbing the whole time. But yeah, if you are ever in Cali and you are a theater fan, you really
Gotta.
should go to the Hollywood Bowl. It is a spectacular venue. Any seat is a good seat, and it should not be missed at all.
Yeah. Jesus Christ
Spectacular.
Superstar should be interesting. I wonder who they'll cast.
It's a great show. I'm curious who they're going to cast
It
too.
really is. And I hate to admit that. It has some good songs.
It does. Why do you hate to admit that though?
I don't know, because it's like Jesus-y. I did love when Sarah Bareilles was
You know, there's a few Jesus-y musicals.
the Dream, Joseph and the Dream.
That's not Jesus.
It's not.
Joseph Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is actually more Jewish. It's about
I
Joseph
never watched it.
and his brothers and how he was captured by Pharaoh, but then released because he would see these vision
Whoa.
dreams and he was able to like predict the future kind of. And it's I don't know. I don't know too much about all this stuff. I don't think people who follow Jesus follow that, but I
Probably
don't
not.
know.
I don't know. I gotta listen to that.
It's
I
more
never.
Israeli, Jewishy, Israelite, that kind of era. But I was thinking Godspell. Godspell's very Jesusy.
I've never listened to that either.
Oh,
Oh, I know.
stop it. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Back it up. Godspell is like one of my favorite musicals. When I was revived on
Really?
Broadway, it was like it took over my being for years. Godspell is so good. You need to look it up. Yes, it's about like Jesus and his apostles,
Yeah.
but the music, you are gonna have a heart attack. It is
I'm
so
adding it.
good. Add the revival version with Hunter Parrish. That's my favorite one.
You love that man.
I do love that man, and I've spoken about meeting him before. That
I
was a
added
great
it to
day. That
my.
was a great day.
Since I go back to work tomorrow, I'm gonna need some music.
You got the revival version with the red
Yeah.
cover.
I
The
love
best
it.
songs are Bless the Lord, Turn Back, Oh Man, Day by Day. Honestly, every single song in that show is good. I don't think there's a single bad
I think
one.
I know Day by Day.
Day by day, oh dear Lord, three things I
Yeah.
pray. That one's so good, but also, oh bless the Lord, my soul. Literally, me and my aunts and my mom, all we do is talk about like if we were in Godspell, which one of the Godspell girls and songs would we each like sing? Like which one are we, each of us?
Oh,
I think I was
love that.
nominated as the Day by Day girl, but I want to be the Bless the Lord girl or Turn Back, Oh Man.
I gotta
It's
listen.
so good. It's so good.
Well, I'm excited. I got some homework.
I hope you like it. I think you will.
I probably will.
And Hunter Parrish's
Probably.
voice is just so pretty on that album.
Where is he?
But there were huge stars in that.
Really?
Yeah, besides Hunter Parrish, oh my God, I can't remember her name right now. The girl who's in Camp Rock, she's all over TikTok with her like little 3-year-old daughter.
Wait.
Anna something.
Who was she in Camp Rock?
She was, oh my God, I can't remember the character's name.
What, do you
She
remember the song?
was one of the girls that was friends with like the nasty girl,
Oh,
Tess.
Tess?
Yeah, she was one of their
Oh,
friends.
not Peggy.
No, the other one, the other one, the other one.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
But she was also in Hannah Montana. That girl, she was in that got version of Godspell. Telly
Oh.
Leung was in it. Lindsay Mendez.
Oh my God.
Hold on, there were more huge names.
Anna Marie Perez, that woman?
Yes. Hold on. I'm trying to find it. Here. Okay. Wallace Smith was in it. George Salazar. from Be More Chill.
Wow.
He was in it. Morgan James, Uzo Aduba from Orange is the New Black, Nick Blamire, who was the original Plankton before SpongeBob moved to Broadway.
Oh my God.
And he's on the cast recording. It had an insane cast.
Wow. That. Wow.
You
Okay.
got
I will be
to
listening.
listen.
I will be. Good. Ch not choice. Why do I want to say choice? Good. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know what I was saying. But yeah, I gotta listen.
Yes, ma'am. Also, some more plans have come out and been released for the Phantom of the Opera immersive experience. I'm curious to go to that.
Me too, but I think tickets are gonna be like crazy.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to get in.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know how I feel about an immersive version. Like, are we supposed to go dressed up? Like,
Like, what does immersive mean?
It's gonna be kind of like Sleep No More, where like you go into these different rooms and like
Oh.
they're doing the show around you and stuff. I don't know.
How
I
do
know
you feel about that?
some people are really excited for it.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued, but I don't know. I just feel like Phantom of the Opera is so spectacular. I feel like it's a
Yeah.
musical that belongs on a physical stage, and I feel like it could diminish how spectacular of a show it's supposed to be with the costumes. Like, I don't know how they're gonna do the chandelier in an immersive experience. Like, is it gonna fly over people's heads? Like,
Which we would not. If you're standing, I don't know, that would freak me out because I feel like you're higher up and then like there's a chandelier coming. That in my head.
yeah, I don't completely know how this is working.
Well, it says that planning documents show that they're going to refurbish the building and create a rooftop graveyard.
Is there, I think there is a graveyard in the show. I don't know. Like, how are they going to do the boat scene when they sing the title song? Like, I don't see how that works in an immersive experience, but I do feel like it's something we should try to go to if we
Yeah.
can.
Definitely curious, but like I feel like starting rates are gonna be like $300. I hope I'm wrong, but I feel like it's gonna be like absurd. 'Cause they know people will just pay it because they wanna go that badly.
Yeah. We gotta see. We'll see what happens.
And it's supposed to start in March?
Yeah, March
That's
15,
quick.
25.
That's quick.
And it's an open-ended run. I don't know. I still feel like Phantom's one of those shows that should have never really closed.
No, it should have never.
And I just don't know. I don't know. I can't see this version. Like, when I think about it in my head, like, I just
You
don't see
can't
how it
picture it.
works.
Yeah, I actually did not see Phantom when it was on Broadway. That's my biggest regret in life. So I really don't know much about it. Like, I know some of the songs, but like, so I don't know if that would be the version I want to see of it, if that kind of makes
Yeah. Like,
sense.
I could feel like if it's your first version, I don't know if I would want that to be your first version too. Like, I saw it when it was on Broadway when I was like, I think it was early college or high school. And it was just so spectacular. There's a lot of grandeur. Like the ballroom,
Yeah.
like the masquerade, like every costume was so jeweled and detailed. And the chandelier was spectacular the way it would fall and then like land on the stage. And it was just like, wow. It was a wow
Yeah.
show. And I don't see how you do that in a small immersive location. So we'll see.
We'll have to wait for like
I also feel like,
pictures.
I also feel like the Phantom up close, like if he takes his mask off, I feel like it's gonna freak me out.
A little bit, probably. And I wonder who's casted. That didn't come out, right?
No, and I don't know if in an immersive version if it will be a bigger name. I feel like it's gonna be kind of like maybe newer people to the scene.
And do you think they're live singing? I would hope.
Yes, I do think they will be live singing.
Okay, because that's one thing that would be.
Although, fun fact about Broadway's Phantom of the Opera, because Christine during the actual title song has to hit that insane high note at the end. I did, from what I read online, they all actually recorded that ahead of time because you never know if it was going to happen during the live show. So they would try to do it for the live show, but like that would be like playing in the background or something to cover them in case.
Oh, interesting.
They it would
Interesting.
be their voices. It was just that's a
It was
hard
just,
note to hit
yeah,
multiple
every
times a
night.
day every night. So it was recorded.
Interesting. Well, I guess that's the end of our Broadway news, and we should get into our huge topic of the day.
It's the topic of the day. We need like a theme song.
We do. That would be cool. We could write one.
Yeah.
Let's do it next week, because this week coming up is crazy, but we'll put that on our to-do.
Yeah. Make a theme song for the topic.
Yeah, topic of the day. We're gonna talk about stage door because there's been a lot of issues going on.
Y'all are
It's
crazy.
literally to sum it up. Crazy town. I am shocked at the things I'm hearing.
And it's not, it used to be just like the outsider stage door, but now it's not anymore. It's the
It's
Great
Gush,
Gatsby, it's Romeo and Juliet.
Moulin Rouge.
I'm sure to begin, I'm sure everyone's on here who's listening has probably heard what happened with Kit Connor after Romeo and Juliet this week. But if not, I will let Skylar share that story.
So disheartening to even like speak it. So after a show, I don't think Kit Connor stage doored. I think he left through a different exit to get in his car, but people know what the car looks like. So there were girls camping out by there, and when he wouldn't stop because he was just trying to go home, they decided to proceed to follow the car. And you know New York City, there's traffic. So it's start and stop, and they followed the car for a bit. And then this individual went on social media and decided to kind of, what's the word, brag about the fact that she did that to him.
Oh my God, it's actually sick. I didn't realize they followed the car. I thought they actually followed him down the block.
No, he got in the car, I believe. From what I was listening to, he got into the car. I don't think he stage doored, and that's why people were like upset and decided to like camp out by the other exit that they know.
Sick.
And yeah.
I'm sorry, but the way these fans behave recently, for all shows, if someone
Yeah.
does not come out, they get pissed. And everyone has to remember, coming out of the stage door is not a requirement. It is not in these Broadway
Yeah.
performers' contracts. It is something that they do on their own time if they want to. And you know what? There's a lot going on right now with sicknesses. There's neurovirus, there's flu, there's still
There's a
COVID going
combo of the
around,
three.
there's a
Did you hear about
combo.
that?
No.
Yes, there's like a combination of all three you could get.
That's
I'm
sick.
like, that's disgusting.
No. So there's a lot going on right now. So I don't blame these Broadway actors if they don't want to come out the stage door. But
Ooh.
again, it's not required. And these fans are just taking it to an extreme level. Something that, we heard discussed on TikTok about the Outsiders fandom recently is that there were fans that were trying to give the cast members homemade food. And then, if the cast members would not accept it, which I don't blame them because the first thing you're taught is to not take food where you don't know where it's
Yes.
from. And the fans were getting angry. They were recording them getting angry. And I'm sorry, there is no, it's not in their contract that they need to take your food. And it's also
No.
weird. To be honest, it's weird to me. I guess it's sweet. You want to make them a brownie or something, but they don't know if you put weed in it. Like, they don't know
Or
what they or
something
metal or
worse.
something worse. Like, you could have drugged it. Like,
Yeah.
would like think about it for a minute. Would you take that from someone random that you've never met before?
And I'm sorry, but they're not your friends. They're not. You saw a show, you got to tell them Well, theoretically, these people are not telling them how much they love the show, but they're acting as if they're like best friends with them, and like I would make something and give it to you because you're my friend,
And
and
I
you
know where
know,
you where it comes from.
yeah. But why would Dan Barry take food from me? He doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't need to know who I am. We're not friends. He was in a show that I saw.
Yeah, he's just a person.
Like, it's so weird to me, and the
If
recording of them is sickening. They think they're gonna like.
have you seen any of the recordings? I haven't seen any.
I haven't seen them. I saw people talking about it, but I'm guessing the people who recorded them deleted it once people were like, this is not right. But I heard that they were recording them, saying no and getting mad and stuff like that, which is kind of. Now you're trying to cancel them? Like, what are we doing? I.
And tell them all, tell our listeners about the girl with the Jason t-shirt that you told me about that you saw online.
Yes, I saw this girl make a Jason t-shirt with a bunch of his faces. And in big letters, it says, Lick Your Gets, with his face all over it. And she went to the stage door to have the cast sign it, and he didn't come out that day. But like, could you imagine if you were in a show and somebody came up to you and like made a shirt that sexualizes you that much? I would feel so uncomfortable. And she looked like she was in high school. Like, she looked significantly young. Like,
That's
she didn't
scary.
look like she was definitely not our age. Like, she looked in high school. Like, you have to remember that they're humans. You're literally sexualizing them and making them uncomfortable.
Well, not even just that. Like, you have to also remember, realistically, you're in high school.
Yeah.
The men in Outsiders are at least 24 and up.
Yeah.
These are adults. And if they were to entertain something like Lick Your Gets, like a shirt like that, they could be ruined.
Exactly.
If that
So,
somehow got online or got misinterpreted, like
you're so
they could
right.
actually be, their whole careers could be ruined.
Exactly.
They have to be very careful with how they interact with you at a stage door. If they give you a hug, if they give you a handshake, like for them, they have to think through all of this. These are adults interacting with children.
Can we talk about the way that people touch, like, KWP or maybe like Jason, like
It's
when they're
creepy.
like
I've
we
seen.
saw, remember the girl rubbing KWP's like arm?
I remember that. That was creepy. I've heard of girls trying to like touch their abs before, like in photos and stuff. Like, you know, like when you and me, the only person I think from the show we've ever really gotten a picture with is Jason. The first time he
Yeah.
came out, you and me, we literally kept our hands to ourselves. He ended up putting his arm around us, but
I
like
remember that
also
our hands were like crisscrossed in front of us.
because we don't,
Like,
because we don't
yeah,
want
we're
to be
good
like
people.
that. We're good people, but also to be honest, we're also adults. You
Yeah.
know, it's a different scenario, but we kept our hands. You keep your hands to
We're like the
yourself. If
same
they
age as
touch
him.
you, that's one thing, but
Yeah, we. I forgot about that. Yeah, when you look at the picture of us, we both our hands like cross over each other in front because we did not like. Okay, I always think about it in like me. I'm not a very touchy person, so
no,
I
you're not.
assume people don't want to be touched. So you, and like that's a respectful way. And I think everybody needs to think like that. Why would, if you're walking down the street, would you want to be touched by a random guy?
Absolutely not.
So like you're a random girl to these people. Think of it that way. Like, why are we touching them? They're humans. They don't owe you anything.
Don't owe you anything. And one thing that's become very scary for me to see, you know, we're around theater enough, you know, that sometimes you start recognizing people who's hanging out where.
Yeah.
We noticed it at Tommy. For the first time, that there were fans that were there like every time we went, we were like, how often did they come? We saw on social media they were there like 20, 30 times or more.
And
At
we only saw it
Outsiders,
twice.
and we only saw it twice. At Outsiders, it's happening again. Like, there are a couple girls when we've gone, we see them there just camping out at the stage door, talking to security, like almost every single time. Or even if we're just walking by the theater and we went to something else, we still see them there. And it's very creepy. Like, before the show, security's trying to do their job and check people's bags and everything. These girls are just hanging out with security and chatting with them like they're their best friends. It's like these people are working right now. They are trying to keep the theater safe for not only the patrons, but for the performers. And you are distracting them by going up and just chatting with them like they're your best friend. And the reason these girls are doing this is because they think that if they become friends with security, it will get them closer to the actors. It is very creepy. And I'm sorry, the security knows what you're doing. They're not stupid.
And why would they help you? Like,
And
what?
we've also seen these same girls like at the stage door interacting with the cast. And they're the same people who yell over if it's your turn, which has happened to us. It's our turn to interact with the performer. They're about to sign our playbill. And these girls are screaming over us to get their attention back on them. And we even heard one girl one time talk to Trevor about how she was like sitting in like this cafe that I think he goes to often. And like he was like, she was like, I saw you walking by, but you didn't come in. Like she was literally there waiting for
So
him.
creepy.
And this
So
happened,
creepy.
right? This happened. We overheard this conversation because Trevor was supposed to be interacting with us and this was going
She
on.
yelled over.
He yells over. He felt uncomfortable. He actually kept making eye contact with us because I think he saw that like the two of us were like, okay, she's stealing our moment. And I think he felt bad. But also, I think he was also looking over for like a little bit like help because I think he was creeped out. And we don't, we when we're at a stage door, we try to act like very cool and collected. Like, thank you. You did great. Like, move on. But like, I think he knew that we were like down to earth. And I think he was honestly very creeped out by her. That's just my thought.
And we saw her again one time, and actors were trying to leave, and she was yelling at them.
She literally would not let them leave.
Like, just kept going. And
Like,
also,
I remember she even, like, Rio went one way and then he had to walk back to get something. And she, like, yelled at him and made fun of him for walking back. Like,
so weird. It is like insane to me that this is what's going on. And my fear is you want stage dooring to happen. Like, you want the actors to come out. We like did it for a while to, express our love for the show, our love for the takes and the characters. As like we said before, we didn't sit there and, ask the cast members for hugs, or we have one picture with Jason, but that's the only picture that we have, because we're there just to articulate to the cast members how much we appreciate the work that they did. And I don't think these people are doing that. They're going there because they're hot and they want to touch them, which is kind of sick to me. Like, we would never ask them for a hug. Like, why are you
never.
asking cast members for a hug? Like, they're not your friends.
I
Like,
never
we're.
even did that. Like when I was in my Newsies craze, I never did that. I again, I was always just like, please sign this for me. You know, thank you so much. You were amazing. You were incredible. Maybe I would ask for a photo sometimes, mattering who the person was. Like when Mike Feist came out, I asked for a picture. It was like, it's Mike Feist. It wasn't even me that asked, it was my friend because I couldn't physically talk. But besides that, like that's one thing, but like I would never go to touch them. Like
Like, borderline
half
sexual harassment.
it is sexual harassment. To be honest, I wouldn't blame them if these actors wanted to report it as such. It is. For someone to just rub KWP's shoulder and try to feel his
That
pecs,
was
that is
weird.
sexual harassment. Are you kidding me?
But if, and my other issue is, I've seen TikToks and it's driving me like bananas, where they take videos of, like, let's say Jeremy Jordan or KWP or Jason or Aaron Devine. They're like, oh, there's my $200.
Oh my God.
Like,
So now
what?
you're adding,
Like, they're your servants.
they're your servants. You're not even paying to see a show at this point. You're paying to see the person. and you're trying to put a money, you're trying to put money like a denominational amount on. It's just sick.
And I saw
The
that.
whole thing is sick.
I was like, that makes me so mad. Now you're dehumanizing them. Like, you're
Yes.
literally, they're here to perform for you and sign your playbill. Like, that's sick.
The whole thing is so, what the stage door has become is just so disgusting.
Right?
It's very scary to see. You know, we're at the stage door. I'll never forget when we saw that girl climb up on the lamppost to see over the crowd.
Yes. Like, what?
And other things that really bother me, and we spoke about this in our last time we spoke about the stage door, is overhearing people say, like, oh, I'm gonna take this, I'm gonna go sell it online.
I've seen it lately. I see Outsiders playbills. Even Outsider fans are now reselling their playbills. Would you? I would never. I
Obviously,
have
they're not
them,
fans.
right? Like, I have my everything, they're mine. Like, why are we selling them?
It's just so, again, it's dehumanizing and it just like ruins the beauty of theater. To be honest, I think the theaters should cancel stage doors. I think right
Yeah.
now it's too dangerous.
I would be, or they have to heighten security because I feel like there's one security guard, two maybe, and they're like
If
older
even.
men.
You know what also I was thinking about? Like, a lot of times, especially at Outsiders, the people who staged or did not see the actual show,
Yeah,
like
that should stop.
you see people hanging around.
Yeah.
The people who saw the show, they had their bags checked. The people who are just walking up to the stage door, you don't know what's in their bags. You
You're
know,
so
like you
right.
remember that thing that happened years ago with the girl who was on The Voice and she ended up like having a super
Christina.
fan and she ended up like, you know, dying.
Christina
Like,
Grimmie.
yeah, like what is stopping
Oh my
something
God,
from
you're
that
so
one
right.
day happening at a stage door, to be
Like a
honest?
psycho fan. Oh my God, you're so right. Because honestly, the way that these people are acting, I
It
could
is
see
becoming
that.
like that. It, in some ways, it's gonna, I think it's gonna continue developing. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, like, in terms of you and me, like, I really don't know how much we should stage door anymore.
I
I
honestly
safety
don't
wise,
want to.
I don't want to. I don't feel safe myself.
Yeah.
You know,
Because
we've been at the
honestly,
stage door. We've gotten punched in the head. We've got slapped. We've got
pushed.
pushed. We've almost fallen over the barricade because
Yeah.
of people like that. And I don't know. I also feel like every time we're at a stage door, I feel like I can't even enjoy the experience anymore because I'm trying to talk. Like, I want to talk to the cast. I want to say how amazing they were. And I feel like I'm pulling them from someone else because you have like people looking at you with like daggers in their eyes
Yeah.
every time now. Like, remember when we were at Sunset Boulevard? It happened a couple times when we went and met Diego and he
Yes.
was Joe. And also it happened when we were seeing Tom Francis as Joe. People were crowding us, and like if we tried to have our moment with us, they would be like getting pissed and giving us like nasty looks, trying to push forward, trying to put their playbills on top of our heads. That's the thing too. We're shorter. People try
Yeah.
to like lean their stuff on us.
And they do. I mean, remember Moulin Rouge? I fought with the guy and then he decided to put the playbill over mine out of
Oh
spite.
my
Like,
God.
that's what I'm saying. I don't think I don't want to anymore. I don't think I want to. I think it's like done for us 'cause you're once you brought up that point, you're so right because these fans are scary. The way that they're acting is scary. Why are you bringing like I understand maybe no I don't. You know what? I don't understand. Gifts for actors? That's weird to me. Weird.
Like,
Food?
I mean, like,
Weird.
I understand the gift part a bit. Like, sometimes people make a little doll or something homemade. Like, it's like, I don't know, or drawing. Like, that's one thing. I mean, it's still a little strange to me. I wouldn't do it, but I understand it more than making food.
Yeah. Like I just and
Also,
like
to
the
be honest, how
stalking.
are these people who are bringing food to the stage door? Are they even seeing the show that night? Because you know,
They
most
can't.
shows take away food. So how are they,
Yeah,
especially
you're
homemade food like that?
because if it's in a container, they're gonna make them throw it out. You're so right. So they're probably not even seeing the show.
They're probably not.
I don't know what the. I don't know. I just. It's so upsetting to me because, like, we grew up in the era of stage dooring. Like, I did it for Les Mis. I never, ever got pushed. And that was, like, what, 20. I don't know. 2015, 14?
I grew up in the Newsies era. The Newsies fans.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I get so insulted when people are trying to compare the Outsiders fans to the Newsies fans. And I'm so thankful that now a lot of the creators and stuff have acknowledged that the Newsies fans were nothing like Outsiders fans, because the
Yeah.
Newsies fans were at least we from what my I knew. Because, I had become friends with some other fans, like, at the time. Well, at least we all were respectful of their personal space. We were respectful at stage doors. Some people gave gifts and stuff like that. I think that's always something that's happened at stage doors. But no one tried to give food. No one tried to take away other people's moments. I don't remember anyone ever trying to yell over each other. No one followed cast members home. Like, the fandoms are so different. And the
Yeah.
fandoms now, I kind of almost feel like it's this new generation. It's like the Gen Z generation. I've always found like the Gen Z generation, I feel like in some ways has no respect for authority, and I feel like this relates back to that. It's like the Gen Z Gen Alphas.
It's kind of really scary to me that people think this is okay. Like that they go through it in their head and say, yeah, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, I never.
You know what's even creepy to me? Like, on Instagram, seeing people post about like the cast members coming and leaving, and they know every single like where they are and when. And even people now posting like, remember guys, when we go on So Saturday, don't ask any questions about who's dating who. Like, they're talking as if they're friends with the cast, and the cast said to them, please post this PSA announcement for us.
Isn't that strange? Like acting like they own the fandom. Or like that they're the voice. So let me. Oh, I. Like it's almost like they feel like they're the teacher. Like I don't get it. Like.
It's like it's creepy to me. I think fans are getting angry at each other, and I think actors are getting scared by fans.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Said.
So I just went on TikTok because I wanted to find a video of, the Sweaty Oracle, who's one of the other Broadway creators. He's talking about what happened and everything going on with the Outsiders fandom. And it's interesting to read through some of the comments to see how bad things are, and also to see if people acknowledge that they're part of the problem. Like, one person commented, "My friend is very well off and sees shows frequently." And then in all caps, "She goes to the Outsider stage door after every single show. Half of the time, she's not even seeing the Outsiders. It's so bad."
Is she talking about her friend?
Yeah, her own, she's talking about her own friend. And also the amount
Yeah.
of Christina Grimmie references in this comment, in this conversation, which is crazy because we just spoke
Wow.
about that.
Yeah.
Someone else commented, "My boyfriend works on this show, and the levels of security that I even have to go through for something as simple as giving him coffee make it not worth it. I'm always like, I'll just see you at home."
Wow. But like, I feel like there's not much. They need like outside security.
They do. I think, and they need to also, I think, change the method of how the stage door works. I think it needs to be monitored
I
more.
think you have to prove that you saw the show too.
Yeah, I think you need to prove that you have a playbill with today's date.
Yeah, or even like your ticket.
Wow, someone commented, "When I was there last weekend, I watched fans chase down groups of the actors while they were walking down the street to avoid the stage door."
Wow. And you know what? Let's talk about when we went to Jason's show and that girl every time Daryl went to the bar.
Yeah,
Ran to the bar.
I think we mentioned it in a past episode, but that was very creepy. Anytime, like, there was they were standing on couches, this group of three, and
Yeah.
anytime one of them spotted Daryl at the bar, which was outside of the room at the venue, the girl would dash to just go stand next to him. Wouldn't say anything to him. Just wanted to be next to him. And it's like, first of all, F you, because you're at Jason's concert. Give him respect.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't go to Daryl's concert. Daryl just happens to be there because him and Jason are best friends. Like, I'm sorry, F you. Like, could you have more disrespect for the performer?
I'm snapping.
I don't even think it's just stage door etiquette anymore. I think it's also theater etiquette. Like, when the last time we went to Outsiders, one of these same girls who we always see chatting with security, and I think it was the same girl also that was like waiting in that diner to see Trevor would come in. The show's over. The actors are trying to get off stage. She runs to the front of the theater. We saw it because we were in the box. You see her run down the aisle, run to the front, and try to get Brody's attention as he's walking off stage. I'm sorry. It's sick.
Sickening. I would never do that. I would never. I don't know. I think and then we didn't stage door. We just stood off to the side and waited, and
And
then we
waited.
left.
I also remember once when, sometimes Skylar and I, after a show, we sometimes walk over because it's also actually where we park our car. It's kind of on the way there. We end up having to pass Outsiders. So sometimes we just go and like observe what other people are doing and how crazy they get.
Research.
And we do research so we could talk about it on here. Like, I remember once you and me were walking back to the car and we saw a group of girls by like one of the other exits that the cast members can come out of. And they were crying because they were so angry at Jason not coming out. I remember that girl, she was like yelling at her mom, like, I can't believe he didn't come out. How could he do that?
Yes, oh my God, I forgot about that. Yes, that was crazy. Like, huh? It's not his right. He doesn't have to do that.
Some of these people are just so scary. They're just so scary. One girl commented here, I'm still reading through the Sweaty Oracle's comments. Someone wrote, I have such fun personal connections with some of the cast, and I can't share them because, and I can't give my regards to them because I'm afraid the fandom will go overboard with that info.
Like what? See,
That's weird.
that's what I'm saying. People think that they're friends with them, which I think is absurd.
Another one. I was almost crushed at stage door back at June. People were pressing me up against the barricade so hard. It was very uncomfortable.
And another issue is people are leaving before bows.
People are leaving before bows, which I think is very disrespectful. Here's another one. This one's not about Outsiders. This is about Gatsby. It's not just the kids, it's also the parents for sure. When I stage doored for The Great Gatsby two separate times, the second time it was packed. I had asked a mom to pass my playbill over. And when I asked her, she looked at me like I said something crazy and yelled no in my face. Then someone heard this and said they make room for me so I could get pictures.
See, what do you think the solution would be? Because I don't think these people think they're doing anything wrong. And that's what's the scary part about it is. Because, like, they don't have the self-awareness to be like, whoa, this is creepy.
I don't know. I feel like fans in general, it doesn't matter if you're a fan of One Direction or Taylor Swift or anything. I think fans who do stuff like this at this level, I don't think they realize what's wrong.
Yeah, that's the
And that's the
problem.
issue. I don't know how you solve that. Listen to this one. I was at the outsider stage door and literally everyone was getting mad because people refused to take photos with them. There were people literally throwing their books to the front. It was very sad.
I see that Brody won't take pictures with people now.
Yeah, I also noticed that Brody always, like, if he's gonna take a picture with someone, I found out, like, I remember you and me saw it once too. He, like, asked permission now, like, is it okay if I put my arm around you? They're not stupid. These kids are teens. A lot of these creepiers are teens. But you know what? I've seen adults too. Like, the one that we referenced a couple times, like we happen to know she's an adult and like has a working job in the field and everything. It's I don't know. I almost find the ones that are adults are creepier than the ones that are the teens. Like the teens, I get it. They have teen brains. That sometimes they just don't know better. But I'm scared of the adults that do this.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Like, I don't get it. And that's the problem is I would love to give solutions, but unfortunately is if people don't realize what they're doing is wrong, I'm scared that this will just escalate. So maybe stage dooring should stop because people don't have the self-awareness. I don't know.
I don't know. I think stage door should stop. Either that or they have to hire a better security and they need to change it. Like, I mean, I feel like you and me could talk about what is proper stage door etiquette. You know, say thank you so much. May I take a picture with you? This, that. Like, we could talk
Keep your
about
hands
it.
to yourself.
Keep your hands to
Yeah.
yourself. But I don't think that at this
They
point will do enough. I
don't
think these people need the
listen.
stage door taken away from them, to be honest.
It's almost like when you're a child and you do something wrong and it gets your toys get taken away from you. Like that's how you almost have to do it. Because or you have to show that you saw the show that night.
I think that has to start happening.
Or you get kicked out if you start touching.
Like the video of Patti LuPone that went viral on TikTok, where someone went to get an autograph on their Hell's Kitchen playbill, but they did and they
Yeah.
didn't see the roommate, and she was like, "No, I don't sign that. I only sign from my playbills." You
Yeah.
know, some people took that in certain ways we don't need to discuss on here, but at the same time, I also in some ways I don't blame Patti. Because, I mean, well, in her circumstance, she said it's because they're too loud, which I don't think that's valid to say. They're not loud. They're in a theater next door. Like, get over yourself. But
Yeah.
I think also, I think part of the reason, I think it came all out wrong. I think part of the reason she probably didn't sign is because it is disrespectful to go up to a stage door with someone else's playbill and try to get someone's actor, like, actor signature just because you're there. Like,
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, if I was an actor and I saw that, I would feel so
I wouldn't.
disrespected. I'd be like, "So you didn't even come see my show? Like, I appreciate you want my autograph, but like, you could have had something else with you." Like, it feels disrespectful, and I think it's also disrespectful to the actors and the other show to sign another show's playbill.
Yeah, 100%. You're so right. It's not right. What is going on is not right. I don't know. It's scary, and I think maybe if I was in a show, I wouldn't be stage dooring right now.
I'm a little afraid with like the Rachel Zegler and Kit Connor situations and stuff, everything happening, Romeo and Juliet. I kind of am afraid of another Christina Grimmie situation happening because, especially with them, like they are big names right now. They have a
Yeah.
lot of fans like all across the world. You never know. I'm sorry, in today's day and age, you just never know. And you know, the more I think about it, I don't know if you and me should stage a tour anymore. I think as soon as we see shows, we got to get out of there.
I agree, especially with what's going on in the city lately. It's a little not great.
Yeah, like, because, you know, I never thought about it literally until we just spoke about it on this
Me
podcast,
too.
that people who see the show, you know their bags have been checked, but anyone who just
Yeah.
walks up, you don't know.
Don't know. That's scary. And I'm scared for the cast members.
Yeah. I if it was me, I would not be coming out right now.
No. It's also really cold. Like,
Yeah. Besides that, but like, I just mean like in general, like,
yeah.
well, especially now because it's cold, you don't know what people have under their jackets. Like,
Exactly. It's very scary. And that's what annoys me the most is that we can't give a solution. But if you're listening and you're acting like that, listen to us from your Broadway besties. Stop it. Stop it right now. Stop acting like a creep. Say thank you. Don't touch them. Say thank you so much for the show. I really enjoyed it and move on. They are not your friends.
they are not your friend
They're not your
whatsoever.
husbands. They're not your boyfriends. They are actors in a show. You have to remember that. At the end of the day, you're not texting them. Are you? No.
And
Stop
if you
tagging
are,
them.
although I have heard that people have also been like hitting up their DMs and stuff very
Yeah.
creepily,
Like,
very creepily.
stop. Stop doing that. Stop commenting that you want to do X, Y, and Z to them after they post pictures of themselves.
Oh, That was another thing we wanted to talk about, which I think we spoke about in a past episode. You know, Brody, who stars in Outsiders, recently posted a picture of himself at the gym. And
Yeah.
girls took that photo on social media and they blew it up. And literally someone posted they made it into like a joke, and they were like, someone give me a hair tie to tie my hair back, because oh my God.
Yeah, like
And then people were like, they're saying very sexualized comments in the comment section. Like, first of all, grow up.
and screenshotting it and reposting it. Like on their stories or their Instagrams or on TikTok. Like, I'm sorry, but like that's weird. That's weird. That's not your
Very.
photo, first of all.
Yeah, copyright.
Literally. I don't know. There's weird things going on. Just listen to us. If you're doing that, stop today. Today's the new year. We're not acting like this anymore. We're grown-ups. We don't treat people like this. We don't treat them like they're our pets, our servants. They are actors in a show. They owe us nothing. They're not our friends. They're not our boyfriends. They're not our husbands. Stop it.
They're not something you can purchase or put a denominational value on. You are buying a ticket to see a Broadway show, to see people put on a performance of a book and a music or a play. Like, you are not going just to see a singular actor so that you can tell them how hot they are afterwards. You are going to see a piece of art.
Exactly, and that's what's I think that's the most frustrating thing is people are losing that. It is art. At the end of the day, it is art. And we're losing that aspect of live theater, and I really hope this year we go back to respecting that. I
You know
really
what
hope.
I wonder? You know, it's become very big recently. I mean, we'll see how everything goes after the TikTok ban. But you know, actors like, you know, Melody and Outsiders, and you know, you have Amber Ardolino, JJ Neiman, like actors on social media has become very big, with going live and taking fans behind the scenes. I almost wonder if stuff like that needs to stop, because going live breaks that barricade between actor and fan. And I wonder
Yeah.
if fans are getting too comfortable with the actors because of it.
That
Like
makes sense.
with So Saturdays, like these fans think that they know everyone's lives,
Yeah,
like because they just because of the 1 hour, you know, live video that Melody does.
yeah.
I wonder if that is ruining the boundary of
You're
respect a
right.
little bit.
You're right. That makes sense. I wonder. Because it's weird. And like they go on like their family social medias and like I don't know, it's weird to me. And like obsessed with their like relationships and it's an obsession that is very scary.
Very scary. I don't even know what else to say about it. The whole situation has just become like terrifying as like a fan. Like we said
Yeah.
before, I really don't know if I would want to continue Stage Door. I don't think we should.
I don't think we should either.
I mean, we
I
have to be
think
honest though,
we
you and me
haven't
haven't
been.
Stage Doored in a long time. We don't anymore.
No, we haven't since like October.
I think the last playbill we got signed was like Sunset Boulevard when we saw Diego.
October. Yeah.
And Sunset Boulevard fans were not even nearly as bad as the Outsiders fans have been.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think, I guess to sum it up is. Stop if you're doing that. Like, think about your actions. Let's be more aware of what we're saying, what we're putting out there. And stop making creepy shirts about licking your gets and all that, please.
Oh my God. When like even just hearing it, it's just sickening to me. Like, if I'm feeling like this as an outsider person, like not outsiders, but like as an outside person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could you imagine how like they would feel? Like, imagine being Jason and having someone come up to you with a shirt that says lick your gets with your face all over it, like that innuendo,
And
like ugh.
she's young. She's young. Which is even that's I'm glad he didn't go to the stage door because that could have made like an uncomfortable situation for him.
He may not have stage door because he may have saw it ahead of time and was like, I'm not dealing with that, to be
Yeah.
honest. How about that person, instead of complaining that Jason doesn't come out, how about they think to themselves, am I the reason Jason didn't come out?
There you go. Everybody needs to be more aware this year. And we hope that you kind of listen to us, even though I feel like it's gotten worse. But please, please.
I hope people listen to this episode of the podcast because I think it's a very important one.
Yeah. We have no solutions, unfortunately. But you know how to act. Act like a human towards them. Don't touch them. Hands to yourselves. And stop sexualizing them.
Stop sexualizing them. Stop following them home. Stop
Yeah.
tracking which way they go home. Like the girl with Rio. Like
Weird.
maybe he forgot his glasses. Like, what is your problem?
Or maybe he does that so that you don't know which way is his way home.
That too.
So, I
Okay,
guess
I guess
that's
that's
our
it for
wrap
the
up.
week. Well, anyway, as always, you can follow us on social media at Love Letters to BY 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 at Letters at Love Letters to BY on TikTok or at Love Letters to BY with two Y's on Instagram. Once again, it's looking likely that this TikTok ban is going to happen. So if you do not already follow us on Instagram, you should. Also, something that we're going to start talking about is we're also on YouTube. We post all these episodes on YouTube as well. And I think we're going to start getting into vlogging more, and TikTok and YouTube reels and stuff because, TikTok most likely will be banned. There's like YouTube shorts and stuff. So if you're not following us on YouTube yet, follow us on YouTube. It's also Love Letters to BY. Also, you can reach us on
Yeah.
Gmail at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. You can reach us 24/7. Most likely, you'll get me, but maybe sometimes you'll get Skylar if it's early morning.
Yeah, and I think on YouTube too, we could do like long forms of like get to know us and like stuff like that, like fun videos that we'll
Yeah.
do. We will miss our memes though, but we'll do that on Instagram.
Well, we actually can still do some of the memes on YouTube Shorts.
Yes, because
Like YouTube
we have
Shorts is
fun.
pretty
They're
much
funny.
YouTube Shorts are pretty much like TikTok, little TikToks.
Yeah, so definitely follow us there just in case.
And I do think we actually should start trying to transfer some things over there. So probably you guys will start seeing some action on that this week or next week.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's it for this week.
All right, guys. Well, do better and
Grow up.
be nice,
Be
be good
nice.
humans. If you ever have any questions about how you should behave at the stage door, you can message us and we'll tell you. And we'll tell you what's right and what's wrong.
Also, if you have any concerns about your safety at the stage door, message us and we'll let you know where we think is the
You should
best place for
stand.
you to stand, maybe where you can see people without getting trampled. We're happy to share the tips that we've gathered over this last year because, like we said, we try to stay away. It's scary. But yeah,
Yeah.
we still sometimes get our autographs. We know where to stand. So just ask.
Yeah, just message us. But all right, guys, once again, my name is Skylar.
And I am Michelle.
And we hope you have a great week.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Toodles.